The deadline is tomorrow for city officials in Philadelphia who have vowed to shut down two homeless encampments for people addicted to drugs. Under a new pilot program, outreach workers are trying to place each person living under neighborhood bridges into a special shelter or treatment program. But some fear the plan could scatter homeless drug users around the neighborhood. WHYY contributor Joel Wolfram reports.
A young man named John is sitting on a street corner down the block from a railroad bridge where people pitch tents along busy Kensington Avenue. He has a weary look on his face, a red gash on his forehead, and a harrowing story.
Some dude hit me in a truck in my tent. Believe it or not, yeah, I just got my head.
John shows me five staples in his scalp where he got hit. But his girlfriend got the worst of it. The two of them were together inside the tent, talking about how to get to a clinic where she was starting addiction treatment.
My girlfriend was closer to the street, so as soon as the impact happened, her upper body flung across, like, kind of my lap, and then the truck hit me in the shoulder and the head, and then he backed up, but I guess one of the tires had ran over her upper leg area, and that caused the fracture.
He says her pelvis was broken in four places. John is facing unresolved criminal charges, so he doesn't want to give his full name. He says he's been homeless for 3 months and recently stopped using heroin and started treatment at a methadone clinic. The clinic has been trying to find him housing, but with his tent destroyed, he's not sure where he'll end up now.
Not having the best fortune or luck lately, but hopefully things will change.
By the end of May, all of the other people living under this bridge on Kensington Avenue and another one half a mile away on Tulip Street will also have to move. The two encampments combined are home to about 90 people, and the city is doing intensive outreach to get each of them off the street and into housing and treatment programs. Under the bridge, idling garbage trucks gobble up litter while Nicole Bixler chats with encampment residents. She's a social worker who comes here on her own time to give them food, toiletries, and rides to treatment. Other outreach teams working for the city will offer some shelter in a new 40-bed respite nearby, even if they're not ready or able to start treatment. But Bixler doesn't think the city's plan will work.
What I predict is going to happen, this bridge will be cleaned out, Tulip will be cleaned out, they'll go to the other bridges, they'll go in abandoned buildings, the community will be broken up and they'll die alone and no one will know until we smell them in the summertime because that's a reality.
She also hears echoes of last year's closure of the camp at the Conrail Tracks, another place where drug users gathered to inject heroin. The city offered services to those who were displaced, but most refused the help. People caught up in opioid addiction created these new encampments last fall. The city now counts about 180 people living under four bridges. But city officials say they've learned lessons from the Conrail closure. They're starting with two of the encampments first to see how things go, rather than tackling them all at once. Eva Gladstein is Deputy Managing Director of Philadelphia's Health and Human Services.
What's different now is that we have organized resources that we believe are going to be equal to the need.
Gladstein says the city is making enough shelter beds available for the 90 people living under the two bridges, and that it's removing barriers to treatment, like requiring people to have IDs to enroll. The city is working with the local organization Prevention Point to conduct outreach and operate the new respite, which will serve as a navigation center for people getting services. Executive Director Jose Benitez says so far the city is backing up its promises.
There's been very little denial of the treatment that people are requesting at this particular point. No denials, actually.
Still, Benitez says he's not sure whether Philadelphia can offer enough beds to meet the demand at the two encampments.
I don't know that yet. I think we're going to learn that in this process.
But some advocates are questioning whether now is the right time to clear the camps. The city announced months ago that it was pursuing supervised injection facilities to slow the rising tide of overdose deaths. The city says they would also be a place where people struggling with addiction on the streets could access treatment and housing. Some supporters of the controversial site say it would be better to have a new way to engage drug users before people at the Kensington encampments are dispersed. But many neighbors who live nearby are relieved that the city is finally taking action. Gloria Cartagena is the president of the local neighborhood association, Somerset Neighbors for Better Living.
It's like it's about time. That's what we all say. And we can't have this around here. Needles and trash piling up everywhere. It's like
Cartagena's group has been pressing the city since last fall to get drug users off the streets and out of view of neighborhood children. Back at the Kensington Avenue Bridge, Salvatore Gonzalez Jr. is considering his options. Heroin addiction brought the 33-year-old here a few months ago, and he's still using. Gonzalez says Prevention Point is working to get him and his fiancée into a shelter and eventually more permanent housing. But he's not sure what his next move will be.
Whether the good or bad, I mean, we're going to be forced to take another step. So that is a good thing. All the way around the board is a good thing.
The city has given Gonzalez and everyone else living under the bridge a May 30th deadline to take that next step. For Here and Now, I'm Joel Wolfram.